And joining us all week long have been the folks from Perspectives and Stephanie Heisinger, who is the coordinator for Northwest Ohio, and she is back in with us.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Good to have you back with us.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
It's been great. You guys have been great all week. It's been awesome having you guys in.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we're going to turn things over to you and let you share what God's laid on your heart this morning.
All right. I've heard the phrase, come Lord Jesus, so many times. It's usually used when someone is going through a hard time and they want to get out of a difficult circumstance. I've also heard it used when tragedy strikes. It's usually a cry out to God, asking God, do you see this? Do you see how terrible this is? Can you please come and remove the evil in the world? Can you please come back and make everything right? While I want Jesus to come back, I also want to take this time we have now to tell people about Jesus. We're in a time of mercy for the nations. When Adam and Eve sinned, the relationship with God changed. Sin entered the world. Things were no longer perfect. When Jesus came as a baby, he knew he was coming to be a perfect sacrifice. He came to die for us so that we could have a second chance. Yes, I want Jesus to come back, but I also want everyone to have the chance to know him. Matthew 24:14 is the only verse in Scripture in which Jesus gives his disciples a specific description of what must be accomplished before his second coming. World evangelization is an explicit condition for his return. The gospel of the kingdom must be proclaimed in all the world. Only then will the end come. If it's true that the coming Messiah is in some way contingent upon the church proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom to all peoples, then we have great motivation. Final victory awaits the completion of the task. If you truly want Jesus to come back, which I think we all do, then there is work to be done. But how? How do we share the gospel? The best way I found is to first pray. Prayer is what changes things. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit to speak through you and then share what you can. Share about Jesus coming as a baby and then dying for our sins as the perfect sacrifice. Our responsibility as believers is to be obedient. The outcome, or making sure that that person responds to the gospel, is not our responsibility. That's for the Holy Spirit. In addition to prayer, maybe you're called to send those or sponsor people that go to other countries. Maybe you're called to go to other countries. Maybe you might be called to welcome those from other nations that are coming here, or help people in the church get excited about sharing the gospel. However you're called, know that there's a place in God's story for your gift. In 1 Corinthians 12, it talks about having many members, but one body. We all have a part to play, and we're all on the same team. Even if we go to different churches and have different pastors, we're all working towards the same goal, or at least we should be. The time for mercy is now. Jesus came as a gift to us, knowing he would die. He chose to come and ultimately be a sacrifice to give us a second chance. Will you be a part of what God is already doing? He is already at work. He is asking us to join him. What will it take for you to say yes? There are many ways to share this gift of Jesus. He wants a personal, intimate relationship. To know Jesus or even have the ability to know him and his love cannot be earned. It is truly a gift. We were made to bring him glory. Romans 10:9-15 says, because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. Don't be afraid to share the true gift of Jesus this season. Help someone have their best Christmas yet as they celebrate the birth of their newfound Savior.
That's a good word for us, Stephanie. Would you go and pray for our listeners?
Absolutely. Dear Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for who you are. We're thankful for the gift that you've given to us, especially in this season as we celebrate Christmas and you're coming as a baby in humility, the frailty of humankind coming down from the throne. It's unbelievable, the gift that you've given to us, and it's the best gift. I pray that you'll help us not to be afraid to share that, that you'll help us to have courage and boldness, and that we'll truly proclaim who you are and what you have for us. I pray that you'll help us to jump into the flow of what you're already doing. You are at work, and we're so thankful for that. And I pray that you'll help us to desire to be a part of that. Help us to put our own schedules aside and truly seek your face. In Jesus' name, I pray these things. Amen.
Amen. Stephanie Heisinger joining us from Perspectives, and she is the coordinator for Northwest Ohio. And tell us about what is Perspectives.
Yeah, Perspectives is a 15-week class. It focuses on four vantage points: biblical, historical, cultural, and strategic. It is a class that'll change your life. That's what I can tell you. We bring in 15 different instructors, so one for each week. And it really opened my eyes personally to see what God is doing in the world and to see how I can be a part of what he's doing.
And it runs, you said, 15 weeks. So it's
yes.
15. You have an introductory class, though, that's free that people can come and check it out?
That's right. January 14th. It's on Monday night, 6 to 9, and it is at McCord Road Christian Church, 4765 North McCord Road. Yeah, we'd love to have people come out. We're having an amazing speaker come in from Kentucky, actually, and he'll be here that night. And it's a free night. You get to hear an amazing speaker.
And, you know, what's the cost if someone wants to do the full 15 weeks?
Yeah, it's $275 for the 15 weeks. But I always say, like, try not to let money be a factor. We don't want that to be a, you know, if money is tight, we can put you on a payment plan. We can figure out a scholarship option. We'll figure something out. Don't let money stop you.
And are you free to, like, say, well, I don't know if I want to commit that kind of money? Come that first night, check it out, and then sign up for the rest of the time?
Absolutely, yeah. You can come the first night, and actually, you could probably even, if you talk to me and you were really thinking about it, you could probably even come the second night, because, you know, I can get you in the door.
You know people.
Yes, I know people. But yeah, come out, check it out, and see what it's about. I mean, if you're remotely interested, we'd love to just have you, and you'll see what it's like, and then if you feel that the Holy Spirit's leading you to continue to take the class, let's get it out. Let's figure something out for you to join us.
And where can folks go to find out more information?
They can go to www.perspectives.org. It'll take you to a main homepage. It's got the United States on it, and just click on the state of Ohio and then the Toledo class, and all the information is there.
Excellent. Hey, and Stephanie.
I was going to say, including all the instructors. If you want to see who's coming, you can scroll to the bottom of the page and see who's showing up.
Excellent.
Awesome.
Yeah. Get a little preview.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Hey, Stephanie, thank you so much for being in all week long. And
great.
All the folks that came in with you, we really appreciate them coming in and sharing with us.
Yeah. Thank you. It was awesome.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas.